Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
Some fun on a Thursday, and it's going to be a bit of a roller coaster ride today. We're going to open with some of the darkest news ever, which I'll get to in just a moment. Then we have to dig into mass shootings. We have outstanding news about schools and your kids, terrible news about the Army, great news about you moving. All kinds of stuff about college. We have, of course, the New York Post's Carol Markowitz joining us about 35 minutes from now. I'll get to emails. All that is coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, you know there's going to be a lot of Buenas Tardes tonight, Chris. All right? But first, we have to, before we get into all the news of the day, we have to get into something that's a little bit heavier. I don't like bringing you down, and I certainly don't like bringing you news that has the potential to make you cry. I don't like that. You don't like that, but I would. Look, when big things happen, I have a responsibility, I feel like, with this platform to report when big things happen. Taco Bell. They had created... What, Chris? Don't interrupt. They had created a tostada, and they had made the tostada out of a Cheez-It. They took a big Cheez-It and they made a tostada out of it. And I don't want to overstate it and say it was the greatest thing I've ever tasted, but it was probably the greatest thing I've ever tasted in my life. And they just pulled the plug on it today. Rest in peace, Cheez-It Tostada. You will be missed. Now, let us dig into the news of the day. Great news. You ready to smile about something? I mean, especially after that dark news with the tostada. You ready to smile about something? Or you're going to have to wait, because I can't tell you that yet. That's about 10 minutes from now, and then I'll give you the good news, all right? Look, I would tell you now, but they told me I wasn't supposed to.
Suppose I'm not going to do this. They told me not to. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to tell a story. I went over to see... Pope Benedict.
I wasn't supposed to? Isn't it so wild how we have this country where he is the president, he is the chief executive, he's the leader of the free world, and this is something that happens all the time where Joe Biden, because he doesn't have any filter anymore because his brain doesn't work, is always telling people, they told me I wasn't, or he says, I'm going to get in trouble, I wasn't supposed to. And not a single reporter in this country has asked Joe, who told you you weren't supposed to? Joe, who's the one who's going to, quote, get you in trouble, Joe? I mean, are you not in charge, Joe? And if you're not in charge, who is in charge? I think that's a good question. All right, let's set the Joe Biden stuff aside. I actually have more Biden sound I'm going to play, but you're going to have to wait 10 minutes, just like you're going to have to wait 10 minutes for the good news. Because I want to get to this first. I actually had an email and it was on my mind. Jesse, anytime I turn on the news after a shooting, I see endless headlines about the shooter being mentally ill. And I mean, look, how many of those have we had? Obviously, I know you remember Buffalo. Everyone remembers the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. We now had this one in Highland Park. And he's right. Anytime it's about mentally ill. The guy goes on to say, why can't we as a society acknowledge that evil is real, and sometimes it's a proper explanation for a person's actions? A man shoots a gun into a crowd of people with the intention of killing as many as possible. He's purely evil. Why can't we say this out loud? And he didn't say I could use his name, but I'm going to use it anyway. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to use his name. But it did make me think, because it's an excellent point, isn't it? How long ago was it that you woke up and some nutball 18-year-old walked into a grocery store and just mowed down a bunch of black people in Buffalo? And then it feels like it was 30 seconds after that, some lunatic kills a bunch of 10-year-olds in Texas. And then, of course, the shooting in Highland Park. And he's not wrong. It's always mentally ill. Of course, if they can blame it on guns, everyone knows they're going to blame it on guns. You hear that from top to bottom. You hear that from your mayor to the president. It's just everyone's guns. It's what they all say. But setting that aside, they always do bring up this mentally ill, and you don't ever hear evil. Tell you what, pause on that for a moment. I want you to think about something else gigantic that's happened, another gigantic news story that's happened in your lifetime. Whatever, pick your news story. COVID's normally the one people go for because it's the biggest one people can remember. So, I mean, look, let's use COVID then. Fine, let's use COVID if that's what you went for. COVID. We get a disease here, a new virus, a virus that does kill people, especially if you're old, especially if you're fat, a virus that kills people, attacks your lungs, attacks your heart. Okay, so it's a serious thing. It's not anything to dismiss. And we proceeded to destroy ourselves. We destroyed Western civilization. On top of all the people who were murdered, I mean, we never even bring up the fact that Andrew Cuomo murdered 15,000 New York seniors anymore. Again, that's the governor who killed more of his own citizens than any governor in the history of the United States of America. We never even bring that up, but all that stuff aside, why did we do everything wrong? Why? We put COVID people in nursing homes. We put masks on kids when masks don't do anything anyway, and kids aren't even in danger. We now have people injecting themselves with something that's giving them heart attacks at the age of 15. What? Why? We destroyed an economy, small businesses wiped out, inflation, we now can afford anything. Why did we do this, though? And this is going to come back to the mass shooting thing. Just stay with me a second. Why did that happen? Because human beings, this is human nature. I have this, you have this, we all have this. Human beings have this desire to control things. Because we don't like feeling out of control. Out of control feels dangerous. Out of control feels uncertain and dangerous, and we don't like it. Therefore, we will try to gain control of something that really can't be controlled. We actually told people that a stupid piece of cloth on their face would protect them from a microscopic virus. Be serious. But yet people, you still see people everywhere. Everywhere you turn. Look out your window right now. Look at the sidewalk. How many people do you see still in a mask? People believed that. But why? We could make fun of them, and frankly, we probably should at this point in time, but why did people believe that? Why do people believe that? Because people don't want to hear that it is human nature for you, for me, for all of us. People don't want to hear, brother, it's microscopic and you're going to get it. Plan accordingly. People don't want to hear that. Now, don't get me wrong. That's what I'd want to hear from my mayor. Hey, it's a virus. That stupid mask isn't going to do anything. Wear it if it makes you feel better. We're all going to catch this. I highly recommend some exercise and vitamin D. We'll bring in as much as we can to treat it. You're going to get it. That's what I would want to hear. But that's not human nature. Human nature wants to hear, no, tell me what you're going to do. How are you going to fix this? How are you going, how are you going to protect me? Protect my kids. Protect my mom. How are you going to save us? Human nature wants to hear that whatever the problem is, it can be named, it can be controlled. They want to hear that. In the wake of a mass shooting, whether it's Buffalo, whether it's Chicago, in the wake of a mass shooting, people want to hear the problem named, and they want to hear what you're going to do to make sure it never happens again. I'll blame guns. I'll blame white people, black people, Asian people. I'll blame drugs. I'll blame video games. I'll blame movies. I'll blame. They want to assign all these blames to things. Why? Because it gives us this feeling of control. If I can just blame Asians, it's definitely the Asians. It's their fault. I don't know why it'd be the Asians' fault, but it's Asian people. Those dang Asians. If we can name it, then it gives us the ability to attack it and control it and makes us feel safer. When you simply come out and say the truth that evil exists, demons exist, and they do terrible things on this planet and nothing can stop them, that makes people feel unsafe and it makes them feel out of control. And that's why we're so hesitant to simply call evil evil. All right, that's enough of that. You ready for some good news? I got good news. I got more hilarious Biden sound, and I have something that's going to put a smile on your face. And all that's coming. It's all coming. But look, evil is there. What can you do? I don't know. Make sure you're strong enough. Make sure we're strong enough, aware enough, prepared enough to fight it off when we find it. I mean, how many times have you heard me talk to you about chalk before? Why do you think I talk to you about chalk? It's not just because they're my friends. That's not it at all. I have lots of friends that I don't talk to you about. I talk to you about chalk because I will tell you, me personally, as things get more and more crazy around me, it makes me feel more in control and more prepared to face evil if I'm taking better care of me, if I'm making sure I'm sharper, more alert, better sleep. When I tell guys to go get a male vitality stack from chalk, that's why I say it. When I tell women, go get a female vitality stack, that's why I say it. My wife even buys the little dark chocolate cocoa powder things. I don't even know what they're called. Puts them in our superfood smoothies. When the world around me feels more out of control, I feel the need to take care of what I can control, and that's me. Go get what you need from Chalk. CHOQ.com. Use the code Jesse. Gets you 35% off everything, anything in the store. CHOQ.com, code Jesse. When the world's out of control, take care of yourself.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And do not forget, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. For you new listeners, what that means to you is this. On Friday, we don't do a lot of stories. We don't do any guests, don't do any phone calls. We take the entire three-hour show and answer questions that you email into the show. And you don't wait till tomorrow. Email them right now. They don't have to be political. They can be. That's totally fine. Ask me anything. They can be stupid. It's fine. Email jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. By the way, did you know this happened 16 years ago today?
You said this while you were up in New Hampshire, captured by C-SPAN on June 17th. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking. What were you thinking?
Well, what I was thinking was they took out of context the whole of what I said.
Old Joe, but that isn't even the one I wanted to play for you. Enjoy this one, old Joe having trouble introducing Dome.
I want to thank the Vice President Harris and the Second Gentleman for allowing us to join them. No, for joining us. It is always a pleasure when we get to hang out together.
Sorry, Joe. All right, let's have some good news. You ready? You ready? Drum roll, please. Hold on. We do our own sound effects. It's a pretty high-end show. New York City schools are facing larger cuts than the Adams administration detailed. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, why would I give a crap about that? What does that matter to me? You have to understand, schools right now, these schools who have abused children with mask insanity, these schools that have poured this Marxist filth into children endlessly, schools have enrollment dollars that comes to them. You see, the money that comes to schools is oftentimes, almost always, tied to enrollment. Did you know that? They don't automatically get just a blank check. No, they need little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden. They need them to show up to school. And if Aiden, Jaden, and Braden are being homeschooled, private schooled, charter schooled, if they're not showing up at school anymore, that school loses money. What I'm trying to tell you is this. The communist schools who have abused the next generation endlessly in this country and done so really without challenge for decades, they are going down the tubes, and they're going down the tubes quickly. In the meantime, homeschooling, through the roof. Religious schooling, through the roof. Jewish schools, Catholic schools, Christian schools, enrollment up across the board. You see, Republican, Democrat, you and me, we can get in these arguments all the time. Left, right, you hate communists, I hate communists. But the truth is, it's that neighbor across the street from you who we've talked about 1,000 times, the non-political neighbor who believes everything you believe, but he's not political, right? He doesn't even vote. That guy is where the real power lies in this country. And that guy might be persuaded to not like Donald Trump's mean tweets. But when that guy drops his kid off at New York City schools and his kid still has a mask and they're trying to force a vaccination on him, and then if he even gets into the school, the kid has to find out how evil he is for being white or how oppressed he is for being black, that neighbor across the street all of a sudden becomes political just like you are. The greatest thing we've been lacking is the guy who agrees with you and me on everything getting involved. We need that guy involved. We do have the numbers. We need the numbers to engage. We have an all-star team. They're just all sitting on the bench, not paying attention to the game. If we could get them to wake up and get in the game, we win. Well, communist insanity is getting them in the game. I mean, you can scoff at idiocy like this. This is Natalie Portman, the actress, talking about the new Thor movie that's coming out. You can scoff, you can blow it off. But when that neighbor across the street wants to take his son to the new Thor movie and hear the God of Thunder, who kind of reminds me of me, by the way, and hear the God of Thunder, what, Chris? He doesn't want his kid to hear this filth.
Is it safe to say that this is the gayest movie ever made in the MCU?
I love that reading of it. Yes, I love that.
I mean, you're flying on rainbows there. Ooh, I mean, or am I imagining it? Like,
I mean, that is the core of the comics. I feel like that's where it all started. It's very true to the source material.
They've gone too far after the kids. They've gone after them in your schools. They've gone after them in entertainment. And here's what's craziest thing about all this is, all this controversy. Let's talk about Disney real quick just for a second. We don't need to go into everything Disney's done, but they've lost a fortune, billions of dollars. Their new movie Lightyear flops because they had to put a lesbian scene in it. Disney's not backing off. Disney just announced they're coming out with a new gay Spider-Man and a new gay Popeye. I kid you not. Parents are awake. The people we need to get awake, they're becoming more and more awake. Parents are yanking their kids out of schools. They're yanking their kids away from movie theaters. They're turning off the television. They're cutting the cord. They're putting their money where their morals are more and more. And it is such a good thing. These people, the normal person, becoming awake to just how disgusting and insidious this government is and these corporations are and the entertainment industry is and how horrible your school is. That is everything. Remember, we talked about this last night. The National Education Association, they're meeting as we speak in Chicago to teach your child how to be a transgender. To teach your child, I'm not making this up, about climate justice and racial justice. And you were already awake to these things. I'm not worried about you. But your neighbor who doesn't pay attention like you pay attention, this stuff wakes him up too. When he sends Aiden off to social studies and Aiden comes home and he asks dad why white people are so evil, now dad is involved and engaged. Now parents are showing up at school boards. Now people are waking up to just how evil this is, and that is a good thing. There's enough bad news out there. Put a smile on your face. These losers have overplayed their hand like they always do, and the normal person, we'll call him a normie, normie is becoming awake. We're going to talk to Carol Markowitz, New York Post's Carol Markowitz, about this. We're going to talk to her about it next.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoyt, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you. This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the ride.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and the existence of rap music on this show can only be explained by the fact that my friend Carol Markowitz is joining me now. Of course, New York Post has a great piece out in Fox News today. Carol, the economy, Joe Biden keeps insisting that it's good. Is it not good?
It doesn't seem good. And it's funny because he does insist that some parts of the economy are good. And the parts that are good are because of him. But the parts that are bad are not because of him. They're because of Putin. They're because of COVID. They're because of Donald Trump. They're because of you, Jesse Kelly, not trying hard enough. It's because of a wide range of things. But anything that's functioning, like our low unemployment rate, that's because of Joe Biden.
I guess it's obvious that that's being political, right? He's messaging. He's trying to absolve himself of the blame. The question is, Carol, is it working? I mean, propaganda efforts by administrations oftentimes are very effective. Sometimes they're not. Is it working?
I would respect this administration so much more if they said, look, we know what causes inflation. We get that sending out all those checks last year caused this, but it was worth it. It was a trade-off. Look, we put money in your bank account, and yes, things cost more now, but here's why we think it was worth it. I would find a lot of respect for them if they said something like that. But no, otherwise it's not working, because American people know what the prices are. They know when they go to the store and things cost more. I wrote my Fox News piece. I was at like a higher end outlet mall where I don't think that these people have been confronted with higher prices before, because I kept walking by conversations of people just being shocked at the prices, like, really, like, my goodness, Harold, like, can you believe this couch? And it's like, you just know that these people hadn't noticed the gas price uptick or the milk price uptick, but they did notice when they went to this outlet mall that everything costs what they expected to cost at the regular store. And when it's affecting this demographic, that means that every other demographic that makes less money than them has already been deeply affected for a long time. So I don't think any of the propaganda efforts are going to work, honestly, Jesse. I think that the American people know.
Carol, there's a headline out today about New York City schools. I know you're formerly a New Yorker, mm-hmm. but they're facing gigantic cuts. This is actually not just a New York thing. This is a nationwide trend. That inspires me because it tells me parents are awake and they're pulling their kids out of these schools that are no longer educating their children. Yep. This is something we can smile about, right?
Absolutely. And, where cuts are not happening in Florida, the Florida schools are all subscribed at higher levels than they were pre-pandemic. This is happening in blue areas because during the pandemic, the parents saw what the kids were learning, realized it was a bunch of nonsense, and felt like they had to get their kids out. And I've seen this happen even with liberal parents, because while they may want their kids to learn any number of woke topics, they realize that every moment spent on these woke topics is a moment not spent on math and not spent on English and not spent on everything else. So even liberal parents, I think, have reached the end of wanting this kind of indoctrination from the teachers, because what's happening is their kids can't read. And so while they might agree politically, I think that even the left parents have finally realize what's going on.
Speaking with the great Carol Markowitz, of course, New York Post has a great piece up on foxnews.com today about the economy and Joe Biden. Carol, I've often said that I always know Carol Markowitz is going to know the issues and going to be involved. I'm going to be involved. Everyone listening to the sound of our voices right now is going to be involved. What we need is the neighbor across the street who agrees with you and me on everything but doesn't do politics. We need that guy involved. I think that guy is getting involved. Is he?
Yeah, I absolutely think that guy is getting involved. I think so. What the original class of people that I think have really been, you know, awoken in the last 2 years are, of course, parents. And I think we're seeing that on a nationwide level where parents are outraged, they're ready to vote, they're ready to act. But what we're seeing now is on the economy, non-parents have also really woken up and realized what's happening. Look, people who have to drive every day for a living and can't take a bike, which is the liberal solution to a lot of these gas price problems or buy themselves a Tesla, they realize that nobody cares about them. And that's really the thing. I think that they see that the Biden administration, it's not so much that the gas prices are high. It's that the Biden administration's answers about this are things like buy a Tesla. And they're like, who are they talking to? I can't buy a Tesla. That's crazy. And they realize that this administration does not care about them and does not have their interests in mind at all as they go about their, you know, business. And I really think we're going to see these people irate and at the polls in November.
Carol, don't you think if I drove an electric vehicle, it would ruin the image that I have so carefully crafted for myself?
You know, I don't think so. I think as long as you're cooking your burgers after you get out of that electric vehicle, I think you're fine. The Tesla's pretty cool. If you could swing it, I'm not against you getting a Tesla.
Yeah, I'm not spending $60,000 at least in this daggone economy. All right, Carol. All right, again, we're speaking with Carol Markowitz, New York Post. Carol, okay, so the Republicans take back the House in the midterms. Everyone knows that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Are we going to see a less useless Republican Party now? I feel like a lot of people want parties to change. They want the Republican Party to change, and it is changing just slower than people want.
If you're asking me to predict if the Republican Party is going to be useless, oof, that's a tough one, because yes, they're generally going to be useless. But I do see a shift in the party. I don't know for sure that we're going to see it among House members, but I'm really impressed with a number of Republican governors. And I think that they've been doing a fantastic job. I think that the governor, you know, of Iowa, I think the governor of Tennessee, I think these are all fantastic governors. Obviously my governor, the governor of Florida, these are governors, Republican governors who are action orientated and who don't mess around and who are not catering to some, you know, group that calls them up and they make them do silly things. They're really acting on behalf of conservative values, and I love to see it. Governor of Utah, I mean, really, we've got a good group of governors. Now, if we could translate that to the House, that would be good. I don't know that we will necessarily, but, you know, you could hope, Jesse.
Carol, what are you having for dinner tonight?
Tough. I want fish, some sort of fish. I'm not sure yet.
Oh.
You love fish, no? I just thought you fished a whole bunch of fish.
Oh, why fish? Nobody even likes fish, Carol. You know what you say? You know what you say when you bite into fish you don't like? What do you say, Carol? Everyone says the same thing. What is it?
It's fishy.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You only like fish when it doesn't taste like fish. Why don't you have chicken or beef or something that's not disgusting?
I like fish. Remember, I ate sushi and I offered you a bite.
I do remember. Yeah, we all got together down in Florida and you offered me a bite. And what did I do with that bite, Carol?
It turns out Jesse Kelly does not eat sushi.
I am a man of principle. Carol Markowitz, go read her piece on FoxNews.com. Thank you, Carol.
Thanks so much.
Fish. Look, don't raise your hands up at me, Chris. You know what? I feel like maybe if I get to heaven one day, Jesus is going to yell at me about dogging on fish because he gave fish and loaves to all the starving people. But you know what? That's the only people who like fish. Starving people, Chris. All right. I'm going to talk about something else that's coming up as the system gathers around you and stands against you right now. But first, before I do that, I'm going to talk to you about child labor laws and why they're a colossal mistake. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I have a little email I want to read you before I get to that. Dear RV and Goldfish Killer, that's not very nice. Why aren't Republican representatives screaming about Biden sending millions to China? They're practically silent. You know what? I'm going to address that next. And then it finishes with a quick side note. My parents gifted us a MyPillow mattress topper. It's so comfortable, we wouldn't be able to buy a new mattress anytime soon. It's such an amazing gift to get great sleep again. Says, keep us laughing. I've told you about MyPillow pillows, and you know they have a flash sale right now. You can get a MyPillow for as low as $19.88. So if you've been holding out for the right time, now's the right time. But the mattress topper, I have the thickest one they have. And like she said, we didn't want to spend all that money on a new bed. A new bed's like $1,000, $2,000. We got a mattress topper. We got a new bed. They have sales on everything right now across the board. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Jesse. That gets you money off everything. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to get to the next front on the whole pro-life war and just how surrounded we are. This actually, there's a very helpful story right now that's going to help us understand what we're up against. But first, I thought it would be appropriate to address this China question and hear from the Commander-in-Chief.
We made incredible progress on the economy from where we were a year and a half ago. We got a long way to go because of inflation, because of the, I call it, the Putin tax increase. Putin, because of gasoline and all that grain he's keeping from being able to get to the market. Now I'm fighting like hell to lower costs.
It went from Putin price hike and Joe Biden screwed up the saying they had. The Putin tax increase. Good work, Joe. You're doing great. All right, to answer her question real quickly, and remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions for me. Ask me anything. Get them emailed in right now, not tomorrow, now, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Why aren't Republicans screaming about Biden sending millions of dollars to China? Well, do you know there's such a thing as called the FEC, the Federal Election Commission? And what they do is they track donations. All this stuff is public information. Donations to political campaigns. If you'd like to know why Republicans are so criminally silent when it comes to Chinese dollars, simply find a Republican. Pick your Republican senator. Pick a Republican congressman from your area. And look up the Federal Election Commission's list of their donations. And look which corporations, in particular, I want you to focus on the corporate donations to their political campaigns. You see corporations start PACs. Google has a PAC. Apple has a PAC. Nike has a PAC. And these PACs donate money to political campaigns. If you'd like to know why Republicans don't say anything about China, maybe you should look into just how many Republicans are fully funded by China. Quite a thing, right? Quite a thing. Before I go into us being surrounded, the next front on this, you know how I talked to you earlier about how we need to, in many ways, become more insular now and only take care of what we can take care of. We can't fix inflation. You can't fix the fact that Congress sucks. You can't fix these things. You can take care of your ability to shoot your weapon, though. Can't you? That's all in your hands. And because of Mantis X, there are no more excuses. And believe me when I tell you, I am the king of excuses when it comes to this. And I like shooting weapons, but I'm king excuse for why I can't go to the range. Oh, I just got some ammo. I don't want to spend it all. Oh, do you see ammo prices? Oh, the kids have practice. I just got back from dropping the kids off. I don't have time. Oh, look at gas prices. I'm king excuses. I'm not pointing fingers. I have a Mantis X system. There aren't any more excuses. It attaches to my weapon, whatever weapon I want, and I practice in my living room. I practice with my Mantis X in my living room, and they give me feedback. It's not just target practice. They're putting me through drills. I get better sitting in the air conditioning. Go get a Mantis X All you can do is take care of you right now. When the world's extra crazy, you take care of you. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. All right? All right. Now, what's the next front? Because we always talk about the system, remember? Why do I call it the system? It should be just the government or corporations. Well, here's why I call it the system. Because it's not one entity that's attacking us. We're surrounded. It would be one thing if it was just the Democratic Party. But it's not. It's the Democratic Party. It's the administrative state. It's Hollywood. It's professional sports. You heard me whine about this last night. I'll never be over the fact that I can't watch the New York Giants anymore. I'll never be over that fact at all. It's education. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. That's a system. The system has lined up against you. Recently, what happened? Recently, Supreme Court, what happened? They overturned Roe versus Wade. And remember, tell your psycho aunt on Facebook that didn't make abortion illegal in America. It simply handed the decision back to the states. If you'd like to murder your baby anytime you want, I'm sure you'll be allowed to do that in New York. If you want to live in a place where abortion is banned, like I want to live, you can move to Texas or Florida. That's just the way it goes. But we're not only up against Democrats and their desire to murder babies. We are up against an entire system. Do you remember, this is going to tie in, so I'm not changing the subject. Hang with me. Do you remember Hunter Biden's laptop? You do. We talk about it a lot. When the New York Post broke that story, and then it was censored not only off of the news media, it was censored off of social media sites. Big tech censored it. Facebook, Twitter, boom, gone. You weren't allowed to link to the article. Twitter flat out suspended the New York Post's Twitter account, a major news publication. They suspended their account. Real-time censorship. Well, here's another front on the system being against us. Pay attention because you're going to see a lot more of this, a lot more of this. New York's Attorney General, her name's Letitia James. She wanted to be governor. Remember, I have a whole theory on this. She wanted to be governor, and then mysteriously, she just backed off on that and dropped out of the race. The Jesse Kelly theory is Chuck Schumer's already old, really, really, really old. I think she was promised his Senate seat if she backed off and let Kathy Hochul stay in the governor mansion, but set that aside. You know what she did? She demanded Google get involved in the abortion stuff. Now, that's weird, right? Google? I mean, when you think of Google, you probably just think of a search engine, right? Maybe you use Google Maps, though. You see, Google does a lot of different things now. They're one of the biggest, most powerful companies in the world. Google's huge. So how could they possibly get involved in the pro-life fight? That doesn't make sense. Well, it does when you figure out that they're all working together. You know what Letitia James wants them to do? Letitia James, she wants Google to take the crisis pregnancy centers, the centers where scared young women walk in and they get, you know, they get these free ultrasounds and they find information about adoption and having the baby. I mean, they're wonderful places. They're all charities. They're wonderful places. Letitia James, she wants Google to delist them. Essentially, let's say you're young lady who's gotten yourself in some hot water and you're scared and you don't want to abort your child. Maybe you're sitting there right now and you're in Manhattan and you want another solution. I don't want to kill it. Tell me what I can do. Maybe you pull out your phone right now. Maybe you go to Google and maybe Google tells you there aren't any crisis pregnancy centers in your area, which is a lie, of course, a complete lie. But you see, that's the next front. The next front is them leveraging their political beliefs with the fact that big tech and news media, they all agree with them to make you live in their world of make-believe. Women, young women, young men making mistakes, getting pregnant at inopportune times is not exactly a new phenomenon. That's the history of the world. They need resources to help them make the right decision. New York's attorney general was teaming up with Google to make sure they don't even have that option. That's the level of evil we're up against. That's how bad it truly is out there. All right. I'm going to go on a topic that's a little bit off the wall. I know you're going to be shocked by that, but I am. Before we get to all the National Guard stuff and inflation stuff and HHS stuff, I have something I need to say about child labor laws. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Waking Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeartRadio app.